Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am never going to stop smelling like swamp and smoke.
Come on, Adam. That explosion was pretty killer.
Cam, we almost died.
Nah, it'd take more than that to kill us. Don't you guys love being out in the field again? As a team?
Yes, Cam. When it's for a cause I believe in.
We saved Cyrus and Brinley, Adam.
Exactly.
You're forgetting the best part.
Believe me, I didn't forget. We saw Holiday. We were close to her.
I could have just grabbed her.
That's not how I want to play this, Cam. At least not yet.
So, can we get out of here now? I miss home. I miss the island.
We're not just walking away.
What are you going to do? Show up on Doc Whittier's doorstep?
You know we can't do that.
Wait until Holiday walks outside and ambush her with the truth? She'll never believe you, Adam.
We're not going back to the island unless Holiday's coming with us.
Rudy, you okay?
Is it safe? Is he gone?
I don't see Magnus. So maybe?
Cyrus?
Cy? Brinley!
Holiday, where are they? Where's the boat?
I don't know. It's gone. They're gone. Did the boat sink?
What do we do?
I don't... Wait a second. Hubby! Where are you? Oh, thank goodness you're okay. Hubby, this is very important. Locate Cyrus.
Will it work? I mean... Oh, there he goes. Go, Hubby! Go find him!
He's scanning under the water.
I think he found something.
Use the retractable arms. Come on, Sai. Come on, come on. Please be okay. Cyrus, we're coming!
There were roots and vines, and I couldn't get out, and what is that claw?
Hubby 2.0. He has arms now.
Is Brinley with you? Where's Brinley?
I haven't seen her.
What? Oh, no. Hubby, find Brinley.
Am I seeing
Brinley?
Things?
Brinley?
Did I get head trauma in the explosion?
Because Brinley? Cyrus is flipping
you?
Out over Brinley?
Brinley?
I see it too. Maybe we both got concussions.
There she is. Brinley? Brinley? She's not responding. Brinley, come on, wake up. Wake up. Maybe you need CPR. I can...
If you even think about putting your grubby lips on mine, I'll drop kick you into the Gulf of Mexico.
Brinley, you're okay!
Wow, that's a reaction.
Okay, Brinley's fine, but what about Badger? Brinley's fine? I almost died! Badger was here before the explosion. Badger? Badger!
Birdie, you're wasting your breath. He's gone. I'm so sorry.
Gone?
Oh, not like gone, gone. He went off with that other kid. The one who knew my name.
Pretty sure he and his friends saved our lives tonight.
Friend?
I think she was invisible.
Invisible?
Yes, it seems that everyone in this crazy world now has a superpower. Well, not me and Cyrus, and certainly not you.
Not the time, Bird.
Actually, I do have a superpower. It's called the power of truth. And the truth is that once again, Holiday, you have nearly gotten us all killed. And even though I saved the day, Magnus could still be around and we're up to our waists in swamp muck. Don't look at me like that, Sinus. What do you have to say about this mess?
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Spotted the fire trucks and heard three teenagers escaped, one in a cop uniform. We put two and two together.
I want an explanation. We broke into City Hall, got arrested, Magnus started a fire, kidnapped us, stuck us on a fan boat, swamp shack, boom. There, you're all caught up. Thank you.
Brinley totally scammed Magnus. You should have seen her. She even had me fooled. She's the reason we made it out alive.
Well, me and the invisible girl with the frying pan.
Uh-huh. Sai, can I, talk to you over here for a second?
Sure. What's up, Hulse?
You tell me.
Magnus doesn't know where you are.
No, I mean with you and Bryn Monster.
Maybe don't call her that.
See? This is what I'm talking about. You're like Brinley's fanboy all of a sudden.
Listen. She's still a big pain in the butt, but she's not all bad.
Not all bad?
It's Christmas Eve, Holiday. She promised she's on our side. So, Hovey 2.0, huh? Pretty cool.
Okay, changing the subject, I guess. But it is pretty cool. And even cooler is that now we know where the original Hovey came from. Grandpa made him just for me.
Whoa, so, Dr. Whittier is now officially Grandpa?
You're missing the point.
No, Halls, I think you are.
What are you talking about?
About Grandpa. And what we found down at Vital Records. It's...
Guys, it's a boat!
Holiday, is that you?
Cyrus?
Birdie? Brinley?
Grandpa? Mom? Dad? How did you find us?
We tracked you through the walkies.
What happened to you guys?
I found Brinley and Cyrus.
Holiday, we agreed to search the mall. This is a swamp.
I guess I went a little rogue.
A little?
Look, we found them and everything is fine.
Fine? You're all soaking wet and covered in mud.
Okay, well, not fine. Magnus is in town and tried to burn us to a crisp.
And Badger's back. And he's with some kid. Or kids. Who seem to know Holiday.
No clue who they are. Oh, and Hubby 2.0 saved Cyrus and Brindley's lives after the explosion.
We saw the flames. That was you?
Mom, can we just go home and get ready for Santa? We can fill you in on the rest later.
Are you all right, Holiday?
Yeah, it was almost really bad, but Hubby 2 saved us. Thank you so much, Grandpa. I'm so happy you're a part of our lives.
So am I. Monica, James, let's get the kids home. It's Christmas Eve, and there is some good news we need to share with them.
I can get another frog? What goes with Bruce? Brenda? BB?
How about Ben?
Ben? That's kind of boring.
True, but you could name it after Big Ben.
You mean that giant clock in London?
You've always wanted to see it.
I'm intrigued.
Here, let me help
you.
We
made it, Cyrus.
We made it.
What's weighing on you, Egghead?
Look at Holiday. She seems so happy.
Her happiness makes me want to barf, too.
That's not what I meant. I meant she's happy about Dr. Whittier being her grandfather.
I know what you meant. The old man is lying about his daughter being Holiday's mom, and who knows what else he's hiding from Holiday.
But when I tell her the truth, it'll ruin her Christmas. Maybe her life.
So don't.
What?
I know you have your Anders kids pack to be open and honest and blah blah blah, but I think you need to keep your mouth shut at least until after Christmas.
I don't know.
Look, if my mom showed up tomorrow and wanted to be a part of my life all of a sudden, I would hate the person that tried to ruin that for me for, like, the rest of time. Sometimes the truth hurts too much for someone to hear.
That's exactly why I didn't tell you guys about being in touch with Angelica. And do you remember how you treated me when that got out?
I guess I was a little tougher on you than I should have been. I mean, what girl wouldn't want a guy who'd risk everything just to see her again? It was kind of sweet. Dangerous and stupid and nerdy, but sweet.
Yeah, well... Wait, was that, did you just compliment me?
Oh, please, like, barely, maybe. Just don't let it go to your head.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Point is, maybe keep the secret a little while longer. Consider it your Christmas present to your sister. You'll tell her in a few days.
Okay. I'll let her have a nice Christmas with the guy she thinks is her grandfather. But tomorrow, I'm confronting Dr. Whittier about his lies.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, parents and teachers. Have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.